We can promote more chaos, or we can move on. In the midst of chaos, we can promote perfection and then rise above the appearance of chaos. So that's what this whole section is about, that if we can see that there is a perfection of the universe, both spiritually and naturally, if you look at it, if you really look at it, and today I have this great view out our window, and there's some amazing clouds out. I can see the hills of Silver Lake and Los Angeles. And beyond that, I can see the nearby mountains that are peeking through the clouds, and I can see trees. And even though there's all these cars going by, making their noise, and perhaps are not the most harmonious expressions of working with the natural aspect of the universe, I can see the universe still and nature still doing its thing perfectly. And yet, its perfection is not locked or binded by doing the same thing again and again. It is always different. This day has appeared like other days before, but has never looked exactly this way before, because its perfection is one with the infinite. So, perfect God is within you. Perfect life is within you. And to the degree that we can accept this, embody this, and go forward accordingly, it will come forth into expression through you and as you. And you will be led forevermore towards paths of perfection. And you will only see the good in the face of something that we might not normally consider good. You will look beyond. You will rise above the appearance. That is how we break through these challenges that come up in our lives so they don't come again, these patterns. If there's an appearance of lack, let's say, or limitation, let's say, an appearance of there not being enough money in the checking or savings account, then we must not keep looking at that and believing it. It is real on one level. With a capital R, it is real. I'm sorry, with a lowercase r, it is real. But it is not the truth of you. The truth of you is not impoverished. The truth of you is not able to create abundance. That is your potential. You are the potential of abundance. So I invite you to look at your life that way. And then when those appearances come up, those things come up, and they may feel real and they look real, but know that in back of it, there is a greater truth. The truth of the perfect God within you, the perfect life within you. By simply remembering that and being willing to not be moved by the appearance and look through it, look around it, look over it, whatever, you will rise above, you will break the cycle, you will break the pattern, and you will heal that which needs healing. Release that which needs releasing, and reveal the truth of your being, which is perfection, which is a unique, individualized expression of God. That is who you are. That is who you have always been. Whether you like it or not, that is who you are. That is who you have always been. So that is the opportunity that is before each of us. Because as you can see, this is a never-ending process. What we consider a part of ourselves, what imperfections we consider a part of ourselves today, will be different tomorrow. There will be new ones, seemingly new ones, as we come closer and closer to understanding our truth and expressing it. So it is time to go to music. This is a song that was contributed by Matt. It's called Take Me Home, and it's by Sarah Devine on killradio.org. You are listening to Close Your Eyes.
Important to me.
Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on KILLRadio.org. Just a reminder that Close Your Eyes is webcast every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. We just heard the aria La Vergine degli Angeli. I don't speak Italian too well either. From the opera La Forza del Destino. And that was sung by Leontine Price. And that was contributed by Axel. And before that, we started the set with Take Me Home by Sarah Devine. On top of my studies through religious science and the science of mind and all that stuff, I've also been taking a class through a group called the Emissary of Light. And they do these internet courses that have been really powerful for me. And I've been really grateful for them. They've just been really a big part of my own unfoldment and my own ability to expand in my ability to assist people as a spiritual practitioner. So I wanted to read one of the lessons. Actually, I wanted to read two of the lessons, but right now I'm just going to read one. And really, really powerful. If your goal is to construct the highest building possible, then you must design a foundation that will support the goal. An inadequate foundation may support a building that does not rise above the trees, but this is not what you've set before yourself. Only a strong, massive foundation can support a structure that rises toward the clouds. It is easy, in fact, to determine how high a building will be by the breadth of the foundation. The foundation you once laid for your soul will not allow you to leave this earth. That is because it is small and its design has many flaws. If you want to stretch beyond these limits, then you must destroy that and build another. One that is strong enough to reach beyond the world you believe you made. Once the foundation is laid, then you can begin building, and it won't take long for you to see that the city around you is in reality a stage with no substance at all. What is the foundation I am asking you to build? That is a question you can now answer on your own. All I will say is that it is founded on one idea. You are already perfect, whole, and enlightened. So the truth of your being was already established a long time ago. Before you came into this world, it was established. The truth of your being. So you are already perfect, whole, and enlightened. So it is as if what we are doing through this process, that's why you hear the term unfoldment, we're really just revealing the truth that already is. If we have been looking at the world through certain lenses that discolor the world, then we will think the world appears to be that way. The opportunity is to be willing to take the glasses off and see the world from that place of clarity. As God sees it, as God has designed us to see it, to see it from that place. So we get to build a new foundation. We get to build one that is based on truth rather than one that is based on limitation. So we are already perfect, already whole, already enlightened. That way we can rise above. We can meet our potential. Just as it meets us. So that is our opportunity here today to just be willing to see that those limitations that are around us are just like a fence surrounding us in a huge field. Yet we are fenced in this tiny area. And if we just are willing to look over the fence, and then we see, oh my God. We see so clearly that there is more for us, much more. We are greater than our limitations. We are more than our limitations. We are more than we can. We are more than we, at this moment, consider ourselves or know ourselves. So be willing, whatever way you choose, to just learn about yourself, to learn about your potential. Be willing to simply rise up, not in some sort of Christian harvest festival gobbledygook, but to rise up in your way, in the way that is right and comfortable for you. All paths lead to God because we are already one with God. So the path that you are on is the perfect path for you to experience your enlightenment. It is the perfect path for you to know yourself as God knows you. It is that simple. But it starts with a willingness, and it starts with at least knowing that you are a great potential. In back of you is an intelligence and a love and a higher self that simply wants to express. So be willing to allow it to express through you and as you. It is already who you are. It is the real truth of your being. We are giving up nothing. We are gaining everything. And so I encourage you, if this is ringing a bell, or this is striking a chord with you, or some other analogy I can come up with, that if this is true for you, or if this is really, if you're really responding to this, then seek out those things, the perfect books, the perfect groups or spiritual communities. Seek out the perfect people that can assist you in your own unfoldment. Just remember that you are already perfect. You are already whole. You are already enlightened. So you know what's right for you. No one else knows what is right for you as well as you do. So this is your opportunity. Thank God no one has the monopoly on enlightenment or on the one pathway to God. No one does. The teaching that I practice or follow does not have the monopoly on God or truth or enlightenment. Nor does Christianity or Buddhism or anything. All are leading the way in their own way, in the right and perfect way for those people. It may not be the right and perfect way for you or myself, but it is the right and perfect way for those people. So, be willing to actively participate on that path, for you will receive the rewards that you are desiring already. So we are talking about potential and the potential that you are. And in fact, the potential that is already established within you. And so I want to share something that helps with this process of turning away from conditions. Actually, I don't have time to do that. It's time to go to music. So I'll do that when I get back. I'm on a schedule here. You are listening to Close Your Eyes on KeelerRadio.org. My name is Mark Caldwell. I am your DJ. I am your spiritual practitioner. And I can be heard every Saturday Pacific time from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So I thank you very much for listening. Coming up next, this is Airlock with Slip and Slide. Slip Inside. I want to slip and slide again. God, we thrashed ours. Anyway, this is Slip and Slide. God, this is a group called Airlock. They have a song called Slip Inside, and it's contributed by Sam. You're listening to Close Your Eyes on KeelerRadio.org.
you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Sky of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn, remind you of the town where you were born. If you spend an evening, you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay, you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Oh, if you spend an evening, you want to stay
on Cape Cod,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love.
Welcome back to Close Your Eyes on KeelRadio.org. That was Patty Page with Old Cape Cod. That was contributed by Dennis. And then we started the set again with Airlock and the song Slip Inside. I said it right. Awesome. So there's two things I want to make sure I read real quick before we go into the meditation. Actually, there's actually three things. But the first one is what I was talking about in terms of when you have an experience before you, what we would describe as a negative experience before you, and how to kind of be with it. So I'm just going to read this first. This is from the Science of Mind textbook again. It's a real kind of guidebook on mankind's spiritual life. It's a really powerful book. I really love this book. So, never look at that which you do not wish to experience. No matter what the false condition may be, it must be refuted. The proper kind of a denial is based upon the recognition that, in reality, there is no limitation. For mind, with a capital M, for mind can as easily make a planet as an acorn. The infinite knows no difference between $1 million and a penny. It only knows that it is. It is the consciousness back of the word that forms the word. Consciousness means the inner embodiment of an idea through the recognition of truth and a direct relationship to the divine. The greatest teacher who ever lived was the most spiritual man, for the more universal and comprehensive the thought, the more godlike it must become. So never look at that which you do not wish to experience. And we have a habit within our culture to do just that, to live in that crap and to bask in it like pigs. When the world comes crashing down around us, instead of going, okay, I got to take care of this, I got to solve this, we bask in it. that is our culture. That is kind of how we've been trained to be through our culture, is to live within that negativity. So remember that we are accessing through life an infinite law of cause and effect. And in the Science Mind textbook, it says, the law through which man operates is infinite, but mankind, appears to be finite. That is, mankind has not yet evolved to a complete understanding of itself, of himself or herself. The individual is unfolding from a limitless potential, but can bring into his or her experience only that which he or she can conceive. There is no limit to the law, but there appears to be a limit to mankind's understanding of it. As the individual understanding unfolds, the possibilities of attainment will increase. So that is kind of the nuts and bolts science in back of that. So we are cleaning stuff up today, aren't we? Cleaning stuff in our spiritual mind, making ourselves perfect, whole, and complete. We're not making, realizing that, embodying that, expressing that. So there's just one other thing I want to, not one other thing, I'm lying again to you. This is another lesson from the Emissary Light lessons that I'm taking. They have been really powerful, and I read the one about the foundation of destroying, in a sense, your spiritual foundation before it is built upon limitation, and building one that will allow you to rise above all these appearances of the world that we have made to be real. So this next one goes the next step after that. Never has a door been closed to you that you are not able to open. The world seems to be locked in place, but that is only because you have chosen it to seem thus. But seeming reality is not real, but an illusion that seems real. Once again, the door is unlocked and can easily be opened through your holy command. The power of God to reveal what is true is within you now, and thus you also have the power to release what is not true. When will you choose to use this mighty sword? This is the only moment that choice is possible. This is the only moment that choice is possible, for we are in this present moment. This perfect present moment of now. When you are really living here, and I'm including myself in this, when we truly live in this place, we remain here and know, right here, I am in this present moment. When we are living in the present, we are not disturbed or affected by what has gone on in the past. We're not carrying that baggage no longer. We are in this powerful moment of clarity, of wisdom. Our slate is clean, that we can just begin anew without being affected or limited by the past. Nor are we affected or limited by whatever we may fear of the future. The future can only be created in this very moment. What we are doing now, what we are thinking now, what we are believing now is creating our future. So that is the truth of us. That is the truth of our being. It's the truth of you, of me, of every one of us. So no matter who you are or where you're from, this is the truth of you. That you are a perfect, individualized expression of God. You are here to express this perfection in the right and perfect way that is right and perfect for you. So your expression of enlightenment is yours. It does not need, nor is it necessary, nor would I encourage it personally, to look like anyone else's. Yours is yours, mine is mine, Aunt Flo's is Aunt Flo's, etc., etc., etc. So you get to express your own enlightenment in the way that is right and perfect for you. You get to be that unique, individualized expression of God that is right and perfect for you. So just allow your life to unfold from that place. To know that everything around you is an appearance. all the good things and all the not so good things. Everything is an appearance of an effect. You are cause in your life. Everything else is an effect. So if you look at everything as an effect, everything, the people, the situations, your job, how much money you make, your relationships, where you live, how you live, your car, all those things are an effect. And when you look at all that stuff, there are some you will describe as, oh, these are great. And, oh, these are not so great. That way you can remove those effects that you do not like, those negative ones that you do not like. You can change those so that the truth comes out. And those ones that you do like, the great ones, you can expand upon that which you've already created. Through our belief, our life unfolds. And that is why every one of us, although we live in the same community or on the same planet for that matter, every one of us has a different life. What's going on for me is different than what's going on for you. There are similarities, of course, but it is different. Same as how I look at life is different for me than how you would look at life. No, not that anyone looks at life better nor worse, just we all look at life a certain way. So the way we do things, each of us, is right for us. We do not have the luxury anymore to say, oh, that's the wrong way to do something. So we get to let ourselves be. And from this place of letting ourselves be, we can unfold and we can rise above. We can expand our foundation so that it allows us to really rise up. That is how we transform ourselves. That is how we touch upon our own potential. So you are already perfect, whole, and enlightened. You are already at God's side. You are already that which you are seeking. The book on you has already been written. You get to experience it now. So I'd like to read one last thing. I promise this is the one last thing I'm reading. This is from the 365 Science of Mind. It is where each day there is a, in a sense, daily wisdom, in a sense, for each day of the year. So for today, March 5th, it is entitled Human Relations. There is one spirit incarnated in everyone, an immortal presence forever expanding everything, causing everything to grow. What a difference it would make in our human relations if we tried to sense the meaning of this divine incarnation in all people and adjust our viewpoint to the truth that all are bound together in the unity of God. While it is true, as the scripture says, that now we see through a glass darkly, there still is hidden within each one the cause of all life, all aspiration, and all faith. We are so used to thinking of ourselves as separate from one another that we suspect the very feeling and emotion that causes us to embrace everything in love. The one who loves the most will live the most. We meet each other only in fragments, only partially, only in a miserly way when we refuse to open the whole avenue of our consciousness to the realization that there is but one living spirit. If our human relations are to mean the most to us, we must sense that there is hidden within, around, and through each of us a divine presence manifesting itself in infinite variations. The same impulse, the same love and life, but never quite alike in any two persons. So know this to yourself as I read this part. Today, I am going to meet each experience as I feel it really is. I will endeavor to see the divine presence in everything. I am demanding of myself that I see and sense and feel the one life that flows through all things. I affirm this presence and accept its beneficent, it, I affirm this presence and accept its beneficent action because it already is. As I go forth today and embark on the wonderful experience of living, I am on a journey of self-discovery and also of the discovery of the self hidden in everyone and the power in back of everything. So because we are so used to thinking of ourselves as separate from one another, when feelings and emotions that cause us to embrace everything in love, we suspect that. We're like, what's this? What's wrong? Our ego kicks in. This false sense of ego kicks in and goes, wait a second, what's that? So we reject that which is the truth or basis of our being. And if we reject our ability to love one another, and we reject our ability to unify, then we are rejecting our unity with God. But that is not what we're about. None of us are about that any longer. We are about knowing that we are already perfect, whole, and enlightened. That we are complete being, and that we get to discover this and let it unfold and come out in the right and perfect way. Whatever is the right and perfect way for you, it gets to come out. So let's go to the meditation. I invite you to join in the meditation in the way that is comfortable for you. If you are able to and want to sit back and close your eyes, you can. And just be in an open, relaxed body position. If you are, because you're listening to a computer, working on your computer, or doing something and don't want to stop, go ahead and continue to do what you are doing and just listen with that active, open, accepting mind as you do what you're doing. So right here and right now, we embrace this day. We embrace this perfect moment. And just allow ourselves to reside in this present moment of now. We reside here, knowing that we are resting back in the consciousness of God, the intelligence of God, the love of God. So here and now, this consciousness of God is our consciousness. We recognize this. This intelligence of God is our intelligence. We know this. This love of God is our love. We feel this, we express this. So here and now we recognize that the very basis of our being, the very foundation, is the divine presence that we call God. It is within us, it is within our very being, physically and spiritually. It is also all around us. So we are as God is, and all around us we see God personified, expressing. So here and now, we are willing to unify more deeply with this intelligence, with this love. We are willing to unify, to embody, to express this connection. For it is the truth of our being. It is how we were designed to express and to be. So we yield to the truth. yield to the truth that is, the truth that has always been, the truth of who we are. We yield to this truth and just allow it to flow. We allow it to flow through and as us. So we just rest back in this knowingness that right where we are, God is. And we remember this truth as we go about our day. So that there is, if there is an appearance of a challenge, we rise above it. We look through it and we see that there is unity, that there is love. So everything now is subject to change. Everything now is subject to a deeper understanding, a fuller realization. We are willing to tap into our potential, the potential of our being that already is within us. We are willing to simply be who we are, who we were created to be, who we are intended to be. So through the power of intention, we speak the word and we believe that that which we desire is ours already. That which we desire to express is ours already. It is already within us. It is already established within our potential. Life is simply here for us to tap into life. And so we tap into it. Easily and effortlessly, we tap into life. We accept that we are one with the infinite. And so our expression is not finite, but it is infinite as well. So whatever the challenges that are before us, we are able to easily and effortlessly rise above them, to see them as the effects that they are, the apparitions, the falsities, and that they are subject to change. We see this. So right here and right now, let us just reside in the truth of our being. We are open and receptive in this moment to let God through and as us, so that we heal that which needs healing, release that which needs releasing, and reveal the truth of our being. So here and now, we reside in God in unity. So we feel God's embrace. We know that in actuality, we walk hand in hand with God, always guided, always supported, never forgotten or abandoned. God is always with us. The truth of our being is already established. So oneness with God means that we no longer need to live in separation. No longer need to believe that we are separate from anyone or anything. That the power is ours to use. So we are willing to think thoughts that that are based in truth of our being, that are based on the foundation that we are perfect, whole, and enlightened, that we are already complete, that we are already perfect. And so we remove those false beliefs, those subscriptions to imperfection. We release and let go and allow the truth of our being, which is perfect, whole, and enlightened, to unfold, to express forth. We allow it to simply be. So we have established a fuller realization of who we are. These words had the power of God in back of them, and behind the truths spoken were deeper and deeper truths. They have gone within, and they now do their perfect work in consciousness, in divine mind. And being that we were created out of a mind, out of a consciousness of completeness of being, we too are complete. We too are whole. We too are already on the receiving end of the truth that has been spoken in this meditation. So with a grateful heart, with a receptivity, we say thank you for this opportunity to rise above, to come closer to being that being that is greater than we currently realize ourselves to be. We have come closer to that. So we are grateful for this opportunity to step towards the truth, to embody it more so than ever before, and to now reap the benefits of unity, of oneness, of truth. So we say, thank you, Mother, Father, God. We release these words and we let them be, knowing that they go forth and they now come into form at the perfect time and place. This meditation is complete. It is perfect. It is done. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. And so it is. KillRadio.org is a collective organization committed to using media production and distribution as a tool for promoting social and economic justice. We intend to promote the proliferation of radio in whatever form is necessary in order to challenge the corporate domination of our airwaves. It is our goal to further the self-determination of people underrepresented in media production and content, and to illuminate and analyze local and global issues that impact ecosystems, communities, and individuals. We seek to generate alternatives to the biases inherent in the corporate media controlled by profit, and to identify and create positive models for a sustainable and equitable society. So that lets you know what we're about. Since we are a non-commercial, non-profit expression, so to speak, We make this station run on our own donations. So if you are interested in supporting us, you are welcome to make a donation. And we can use this money to purchase equipment, to make flyers, to promote ourselves, to sell t-shirts. And your donation is tax deductible. So to make a tax deductible donation to Kill Radio, you can do it through our fiscal sponsor, which is Social and Environmental Entrepreneurs, also known as their acronym as SEE. So you can mail a donation, check or money order, to Kill Radio, care of C-S-E-E. And the address is 11948 West Washington Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90066. Again, Kill Radio, care of C-S-E-E, 11948 West Washington Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90066. You can also make a donation to Kill Radio through PayPal. Our address to make a payment is kr-finance@killradio.org. kr-finance@killradio.org. Again, my name is Mark Caldwell. I want to thank you for listening. So let's go to music. I want to play some stuff that I recently purchased that I really like. So let's see how this sounds, all right? Where do I want to start? I want to thank you very much for listening again. If you want to contact me, you can. AwakeningDaily@yahoo.com. Coming up next, this is just some more music. Enjoy.
So it's the return of us.
So it's the return of us.
We eat baby guns.
We eat baby guns. And sleep in dust.
We eat baby guns and sleep in dust.
Where deep will we ever sleep? Who knows? Ever sleep tonight? Who knows?
So it's the return of.
We might smoke, but no dope tonight.
We eat baby guns and sleep in dust.
Still, things freak us.
So it's the return of.
Still, do things freak us. Seek us, weak us, less. We ain't gonna work for Warner. We track the label that pays us. Drag ourselves in between, we trash. Where are the babies? places Where are the babies who face us? Where are the babies who face us? Touch from hell, yeah. It's hot. Babies who face us. Where are the babies who face us? Yes, we give light to space and replace us. Light to space and replace us.